Info Network.
Kelly's Westport Inn presents the Royalman Report. With Casey Royalman.
He's an important member of the sports atmosphere in Kansas City.
Michael Engel. Jeff Herr.
And Chris Hamler, who is the producer of the Royalman Report.
Music by 49 Stones and Andre and the Giants. And now, the Royalman Report.
Which is this group of Royals fans, like three or four of them, and they are kind of clinically insane.
Here he comes!
Look at that, look at that.
Here he comes!
Look at that, look at
that. And he ain't wearing no clothes.
What's that call in the street?
And welcome to the Royalman Report. That is the streak, which is very, very pointed considering what's going on. This is the Royalman Report. It is Sunday evening. It's April 22nd. You know what?
I guess how you doing, man?
It could be worse, right?
We're going to change my opening.
Yeah. Well, you do say if this Royals team ever gets
That's
good
true.
Again.
Yeah.
You did say this team's going to be good again this year.
That's true.
As most of you probably know, the Royals today, they lost again, which was their ninth consecutive loss at home to start the year. They are 3-12 after a 3-3 opening two series on the road. They've lost 10 in a row. They've lost close games. They've lost blowouts. They've lost playing well. They've lost playing stupid. They just keep losing.
Unfortunately, more importantly, they've lost the good pitch.
Right.
It sucks.
It's just like, you know, you waste some outings.
Not good. Even worse than that is just, I mean, I guess it goes hand in hand with the pitching. The one-run games are losing. Because what did we hear last year? Oh, well, they lost so many one-run games. That's not going to happen this year. It's going to be a different
luck.
Team. That's just bad luck. They've lost every one-run game this year.
They've lost.
Haven't they? I mean, am I missing something?
Yeah.
Already the chat room is starting to pile on Clint's goals with the dog shit reference. Well done, Clint.
Hopefully everybody was watching just before we actually went on. We had the famous clip from Hal McRae where he's throwing the phone and chewing out the beat writers and all that stuff. And I think that really sums up how
I guess he didn't really. I guess he really didn't want to pinch it for Brett. Pinch it Brett.
No. I guess not.
Stop asking stupid questions.
Right.
Put that
to paraphrase.
Freaking pipe and smoke it.
So... Yeah, so we're sitting here. This is supposed to be our time. You know, a lot of expectations. The team looks good in spring training. You know, they looked good last year in August and September. Now what? Where do we go from here? I mean, what are you guys feeling about this team? Is this just something crazy, or is this just, are we cursed? I don't even have words to describe what's happening.
I've tried to search for a lot myself, just because, and it goes beyond, I think, even just the Royals, just Kansas City. I mean, the Chiefs have been dealing with the same kind of stuff for the last 30 years, it seems. It's like, when you look at, you know, we'll stick to baseball, obviously, for now, but what's the foundation of baseball? What always has been, what always will be, is pitching. And the Royals just cannot develop pitchers. What's wrong? I don't know, you know, but something is just not happening. And that's a microcosm. That's not the actual problem that's going on right now. But, I mean, because we've actually had decent pitching and whatnot, but still, it's just the for whatever reason, that it can't, I don't know. There's just, what can you?
Dynamite dropping, money.
Just, yeah, I don't know. I'm searching for... For
it's
answers.
Just, it's demoralizing. It makes it so difficult as a fan. And so we kind of build this as a therapy session. God.
Maybe it should be a bitch session instead.
I think maybe. Maybe we should have our own team meeting instead of, you know,
hey, do we get to, like, just, you know, play around, play some
we
cards?
We can strum
and
the guitar and play on our...
I like it.
On our iPads and play Words with Friends with Moose.
Love well, it. It's like a... It's like a Moneyball, at least the movie version. You know, they come in and they just lost a bunch of games. They lost like six or seven straight, and they're listening to, you know, Kelly Clarkson or whatever it is in the locker room, and they're Jeremy Giambi's dancing, and Billy Beane comes in and starts throwing stuff, and he's like, is this what losing feels like to you guys? You know, is this a good feeling? You know, and it's the same kind of deal. Like, I mean, I don't think that's what went on with the Royals team, I mean, obviously, but, you know, I mean, what's it going to take? You know, there's, and it's not, problem is, it's not just one thing you can look at. You know, it's not, so-and-so's not playing well, and they're a real linchpin to the team. So-and-so's injured. You know, Yost is making bad decisions.
It's like all of that
it's
happening
all
at
of
once.
It.
Yeah. Confusing, terrible decisions, and people underperforming. Bad luck in some cases. I don't want to, you know, use that as a crutch.
The only bad luck I can really see is Hosmer. He seems to be hitting.
He's hitting the ball hard.
Really good contact. Just hitting it. He reminds me a lot of what Billy Butler was going through early last season. People were calling for him to be off the team.
Yeah.
Or to be traded, I mean, more so. And he was getting frustrated himself, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same. But I think we look at it two different ways. At least that's how I see two different ways.
Clint Scholes absolutely has got to be in our chat room every week.
Is he lighting it on fire?
It's burning down.
Yeah.
He said, well, why you were just saying that? Somebody just got caught stealing.
I just pulled it up and saw that.
So, keep train wrecking the show already.
And that happened today. Jason Bourgeois gets on base. I was sitting up with Ethan Breyer from Kings of Coffin. We were sitting in one of the sections, and he gets caught stealing, picked off first, and his 9-year-old daughter's like, why are they stealing again? Why do they need to be stealing?
Well, the aggressiveness is just way over whatever word aggressive should be. It's just, it's nuts. You're
it's
getting
crazy.
You're getting caught stealing a third, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
I saw a tweet from Bob Fesco who said, don't blame Yost for all the running because he's running so much because he's trying to manufacture runs because the offense stinks right now. And I was just like, that doesn't make any sense because they stink at it. I understand if the first couple games, if that's your attitude, but after they get caught five times in a row, maybe you tone it back a little bit. And you don't let those guys make those mistakes. And that is Yost's fault for not making an adjustment. You know what I mean? It's a different sport, obviously, but why was KU's run in the tournament so good? Because every time at halftime that KU was trailing, Bill Self made great adjustments, and they won the games. You don't see Ned Yost making any sort of adjustments that are having results on the field. None at all. And at the very least, you know, you should see somebody say, hey, that was a great call. And you never see – I haven't seen that. I've seen some calls where I've just been like, okay, I mean, that was a pretty good one, what he should have done. But nothing that I've just been like, oh, man, that was a really great decision.
Yeah, it's – the one that really eats at me is that Detroit game where Cabrera and Fielder are both coming up, and he does the extreme shift in both cases. And both times it's hit right where the guy would have been positioned normally. And I've been trying to find what their batted ball splits are to determine, okay, over their career, do they actually pull it that extreme? And my hunch is that they just don't.
When you're that good of a hitter, because you use all the field.
Right. Yeah, and even Fielder is a guy who will do that.
He sure found a hole, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was the entire left side of the field.
Yeah. Right.
It's
and,
out there.
You know, Cabrera doesn't hit 350 every year because he pulls everything. Maybe all his home runs are pull hits, but you can go to the other way and hit the gap. And it's just things like that that, you know, the shift, I think, is being overutilized by managers because they want to have an impact on the game.
I was just going
to
say that.
Yeah, they want to have a reason to be out there doing that. And that's why, you know, bullpens are specialized, and that's why you've got all this stuff. At some point, the players have to just be out there, and you have to let them play.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not qualified from an X's and O's standpoint to explain why the Royals are doing poorly, but I do know Twitter, and Twitter seems to indicate that Frank White put a curse on this team on his way out the door. Do you think there's any credence to the Frank White curse?
Well, we did get Rex Hudlin, so I mean,
Frank White slash Rex P90 Rex curse.
That's your one of the horsemen of the apocalypse, Brent Cutler, is riding bareback on the way with a baseball in one hand, cowboy hat in the other,
hair flowing in the wind,
like Slim Pickens in Dr. Strangelove.
I like it. Yeah. Like it. That's nice. Well, that's great. So so the plan for the show today is, you know, get it all out. We got two and a half more minutes of just get it all out. And in the next segment, we're going to cleanse ourselves. Jeff Herr, the Jeff Report, is going to lay down on his couch. He's going to talk to us about his feelings. And we're going to feel better over the next hour. Is that right, boys?
Try. I mean,
I don't know. With Chris Cole's in the chat room, I'm not sure.
I'm already jacked up about this.
We're still 3-12.
I might switch into some board shorts, too.
just
to get the full relax.
That is what we need. So, all right, let it keep coming. We got three more minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, going back to the manufacturing and runs point, it's not like the Royals aren't getting guys on. They're getting players on base. I mean, it's some guys are underperforming, but they had hit into 15 double plays already. They hit into one triple play coming into the day. They hit into two more double plays, which should lead the American You know, so they're getting guys on. They're hitting the ball hard. It's just right into the teeth.
When you have the Indians series where you average six runs a game,
and
I mean,
lost
if you
all three.
If you average six runs a game for an entire year, you're the best offense in the history of baseball. But they lost all three games. Like, how do you do that? I mean, granted, it was mostly two of the games out of the three that got the majority of the runs. But even so, they lost both those two games.
We're tied in the major leagues with the number of times we've given up a triple play. And we're also leading the major leagues in number of released players that have thrown perfect games. So I think there's two stats right there that you can kind of just
– I'm willing to bet.
If you're leading the league in something, that's something.
Right. We're probably also leading in pot stealing. So there's that.
Yes.
Right. I mean, we've got that to hang our hat on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're probably leading the league in Jeff Francoeur first pitch swinging.
I was just going to say leading the league in first pitch at bats or first pitch outs.
Right.
The guys were getting too positive here. That's for the next segment. This.
I'm sorry. We're not positive. I kind of shot my wad earlier just a second ago. So.
You know, you're supposed
positive.
To keep us on track with Troy gone.
I know.
Chris, look what you're doing here.
Sorry. I apologize. So. Yeah. Well, when we come back, we will attempt in any way possible to cleanse the soil.
Are there any puppies in the house?
They're about to get killed.
Puppies, but
we could just beat the crap out of my kids.
I could have brought my cat. I should have. You guys should. We should have. I should have. That's
dude,
my
Mr. Fluffy Pants. It'll be okay.
Stay tuned to the break. There is a brand new Kelly's commercial. So stick around. You're gonna want to hear this one.
Westport Inn. Do high gas prices got you down? Well, don't worry about it. Hop on the bus to Kelly's Westport Inn and save some jingle jangle as you drink until you're blingle blangle. Kelly's has the best open-air roof in town with beer and drink prices that are cheaper than at the pump. That's for sure. There's plenty of TVs to watch the soccer and the football games this summer. Plus, there's someone for everyone, and you can find him or her at Kelly's. Hearts and smoochies. So check out Kelly's Westport Inn, and you'll have more change to fill up your range, Rover. This has been Ben, Kelly's Westport Ben, saying smell you laters.
Troy, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to grab a beer somewhere. What do you have in mind?
I heard about this awesome new bar downtown. It's called Rage. The waitresses have a contest to see who has the most beers they can
sell. Oh, man, that's not really my scene.
Well, there's another bar close by called Spit Cup. Check it out. The bartenders wear chaps, and every hour they shoot a guy.
No, seriously, I just want a bar where I can sit down and watch the game.
Okay,
I've got just the place. It's called Lilac. You sit on pillows and you drink from eucalyptus leaves.
No, Dad, but I just want a place where I can get a cheap drink and watch the football game.
Okay, I got it. This place has got a TV. It's called 816.
The Magitosis. Yep.
All their drinks come in NBA hats.
Dad, I just want a place like Kelly's.
Oh, you mean Kelly's Westport Inn? No, they've got all the basketball and bowl games. They've even got a heated roof. The view is really nice, too, if you know what I'm saying. Why didn't you just say you wanted to go to Kelly's?
Kelly's Westport Inn, 500 Westport Road. Make it your place to go any time of the week. Tell them the Royal Manor Report sent you.
This episode of the Royal Man Report is dedicated to the memory of Troy's grandfather, Alfred Kinchlow.
That's another one that might have multiple sequels,
I think there's a lot of different directions we can go with that one.
So.
There's always, I mean, every season, there's going to be 4th of July, Kelly's Westport Inn Ben. There should be Stars and Stripes Forever.
Do you have bad credit? Well, Kelly's doesn't care.
We don't care. Do you have a job? Okay. Great. So that's.
I'm bummed. I mean, that's what I'm bummed about. Not about the Royals' 10-game losing streak. I'm bummed that our guest.
We didn't have a lot of hilarity because hilarity would have ensued.
And then there's this.
That's the truth.
What is going on here?
This is. He took your
advice
session a little bit.
I have to relax. You know, everyone has their own ways of coping with things, and sometimes I just like to kick back. Stare up at the sky. And
I mean, you're a Kansas fan, so you're not used to losing that often. So
oh, but
you
when
know,
you lose,
oh,
it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got a loose wire, so that's always good.
So maybe I'm going to have to sit back up again.
Yeah. don't trouble yourself on our behalf.
Yeah, no, don't hurt
yourself.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm gonna keep laying down for a while.
Okay, we're going to try to find some silver linings here in the midst of a 10-game losing streak, which is... Well, it's pretty difficult, for one. Kind of have to reach a little bit in some cases. So, start off. I mean, it looks like Alex Gordon, maybe his slump is ending.
It's over. I'm calling it.
Saying
it's done.
Over.
It's over.
Well,
he did homer yesterday.
I think number one positive for me is somebody who never was in a slump so far this season.
Billy Butler
is
country
tearing the cover off the ball.
I don't know. His last few games, he hasn't been that great.
Hey, this is segment two.
Oh, sorry.
Segment
two.
He was up
this up in segment four for the stuff we didn't cover.
He was four today, and I think he was like 1 of 4 yesterday. But before that, I mean, he's still above 300. Got to be. Right? Am I right?
No. Yeah.
He's hitting like 670.
I haven't checked it today.
He's 8, over his last 10, though. Positive. I mean, he's not over his last 11.
Yeah, and he's got 2 home runs and how many RBIs?
Nine.
He's basically been carrying this team to this point.
Could you imagine? Hey, this is segment two, so we can't delve down that too far. Could you imagine if he had gone into a slump with the rest of the team?
Oh, God.
What would have happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Let's see. Eric Hosmer has more home runs than Jose Bautista.
Hey!
So there's that.
There you are.
And
he's younger.
He's younger.
That's also true.
He's younger. Probably, anyway.
Bruce Chen is the leading candidate for the Cy Young right now. I guess no. I guess not.
Hey, you got to have
a really good
Humber.
Yeah.
But yeah. Before yesterday, he was a leading candidate.
But, yeah, you know.
Both have been in the royal system at one time or another.
Yes.
Correct.
If votes were taken today, Bruce Chen would get Cy Young votes.
Right.
Yes.
So that's a positive,
with
right?
Zero wins.
with zero wins.
Indeed.
That is groundbreaking stuff right there. Eric Hosmer's walking more.
I'm just seeing on Billy Butler's hit into another double play.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt segment two.
That is unfortunate.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right.
Sorry.
He's also hit one off the third baseman and still got thrown.
I also hear in an effort to be more positive in the clubhouse, the amount of naked batting practice inside has gone up. So that is
really?
Also a plus.
That's, well, hey.
Yes.
What's your source on that?
I will not disclose.
That's probably
the best.
They
ask to remain private. But, I mean, if we're talking positives here.
And, hey, honestly, if you're a young lady in Kansas City, maybe you've got a weight problem. Maybe you've got some self-esteem issues. There are, I know for a fact,
there are
quite a few Kansas City Royals out there looking for a way to bust a slump. So, if you are a woman of that type, maybe contact One Royal Way and
right.
Meeting and hook you up.
I mean, and I
and never say that the Royal Man Report.
There are a few spots in the plaza you could probably swing by.
That'll be right.
You know, I'm not going to name any names, but.
And Danny Duffy's not really in a slump, but apparently he has led the charge to a lot of barbecue eating for the team.
Which
we can look at that
tonight,
in
fact. Yeah.
So
yeah. Barbecue. There you go.
It helps the economy if those guys are out there spending their money.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
overall helps
that's
the economy.
Right.
Thank
that
you.
Is right.
I like this segment
they're
too.
Giving back.
We need to do a segment. Every segment too from here on out needs
to be
a
this is what's
segment.
Going right.
Who feels bad anymore? Not me. Not me at all.
No, not me. Not me. No way. No. Slip 3 fun. But we won 3. So there you go.
We could be 0-15. I mean, that's not
right.
Let's look on the bright side here. We're 3-12 and not.
No, one serious, actual good positive. Mike Moustakas is playing very well.
That's true.
Played really good defense. He's made a couple of web gem type plays, which is, you know, would you ever, you know, reading the scouting reports, think that he would be able to do that? A lot of those said that he would always end up, you know, way too big to actually stay at third. They'd have to move to first base or left field or something like that. And that hasn't been the case. He's
best shape of his life actually has turned out to be true.
Right.
It's actually helped him on defense.
It's amazing what the flu can do for you in the middle of March.
With the slight exception of the first error of the season that he made, and Moustakas is doing all right.
Yeah, and it was a throwing error. That's
he's a third baseman.
I'll see these Escobar gets throwing errors too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Moustakas, 2 homers already. You know, it took him till September to get his second homer last year. So that's a positive. He's got 6 doubles. He's hitting the ball well. His double today was a nice piece of hitting, as they say.
And I mean, sorry. But I think right now he's kind of the hitter that we're seeing is kind of the hitter that he was profiled out to be. He's not going to be a high average guy.
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of doubles. Going to hit some home runs. You know, so you know more of the quintessential power type guy.
I've got one more for you. Lorenzo Cain is on his way to Northwest Arkansas for his rehab assignment. He'll be up here in a week or so.
Yeah, he went 1-for-3. So maybe we can get some kind of
stability. 1-for-3. Hey, you know what?
You go 1-for-3
your whole season, your whole career.
You're in the Hall
of
Fame.
They put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
I mean.
So there you go. Another guy.
And, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Alcides Escobar. He was 4-for-4 yesterday, and, you know, he's hitting over 300 now at this point.
Clint Scholes lobbying for a fourth chair on the next Royal Man Report. Segment 2 positives. Escobar looks okay at the plate. Uni drew a walk.
Uni drew a walk.
Quintero drew a walk. That's surprising. And then he almost fooled the umpires into thinking he hadn't gotten forced out at second today. So.
And before Uni had drawn that walk, our platoon of second baseman of Uni get Escobar and Busquets. By the way, it was batting over 300.
There you go. See?
I don't know if that still holds true, actually. That was a couple days ago last I checked.
I mean,
we actually worked the numbers on that.
With the exception, the small minor exception of the 10-game losing streak, I think this team is doing just
fantastic.
They've got they're right where they want them. They're just
rolling
into a false sense of security. So, Justin Verlander, you keep that in mind.
He got lucky. That
did.
We let him off the hook.
Right.
That's true.
He was this close, just melting down. And
him and Jared Weaver, two of the probably the two best pitchers in the American League.
Right.
Now.
They're
just,
this close.
We just let him off the hook.
This close. Let him off the mat.
This
is a tough segment. There's not a lot of positives. Danny Duffy looked good in his first two starts. Today he threw too many pitches and wasn't that great in that fifth inning. The bullpen hasn't been great, but I guess they haven't. Well, I don't know. I have no way to sugarcoat the bullpen. They've been really inconsistent.
Tim Collins has been okay.
He's got a good strikeout to walk ratio.
Yeah, not Tim Collins not walking nearly as much as he was last year.
There you go.
There's one. There's one for the bullpen.
I did have a note in here that the Mendoza experiment may have been exposed as a fraud. So there's something.
I think that's a positive.
Right.
They call that turning a negative into a positive.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what we do.
It's lemonade right there.
That's right.
Yeah. Mendoza, two bad starts. Even after his one good start, where he left too many. You know. He was lucky to leave some runners on. So.
Martin Steele. Muni is now taking the first pitch twice.
There we go.
I'm sorry. We got about 14 listeners in the chat room, and you guys were rocking.
Yeah.
Another positive, Jeremy Jeffress, who was so bad, he got sent all the way down to AA last year to work on some things. Now he's been called up.
Right. Well.
So, he's done well in his time in the Mets. A positive, right? Positive?
Yeah,
positive. Anytime someone...
We are officially scraping the bottom of the table. That is a positive. Well done.
Hey, we didn't say it must be this positive to take this ride.
That's true. What else? I made a list.
I think we nailed the list. This is pretty short.
Hey, maybe this is the team's one small little slump for the year. And it's out of the way.
Yeah.
All we need now is a win to actually start to stop the streak.
They can still go 78-69 the rest of the way and finish 500.
So there you go.
That bad.
Which would net me $100.
It would
net me $100.
It would net the fine folks at Bishop Sullivan Center.
That is correct. $100.
$100.
Yes.
Otherwise.
But it would not be coming out of my.
Otherwise, the rules are reversed.
Well, what were the numbers? 78 and 69 that we just said? So, I mean, they could go better, but they just can't go worse. And then me still not paying.
Clint Scarpa in our chat room. Escobar, it looks like, we did that one. Mike Avilas has an over 800 OPS. Wait a second.
He doesn't play for us.
Does not play for the Royals anymore.
Gone it. What else? Clint Scholes. Here's another one. We haven't lost 20.
Right.
Come on.
There hasn't been any showers with the full uniform on by the manager that we know of.
And according to the broadcast today, who's our first base coach? What's his name?
Doug Sisson.
Yeah, Doug Sisson says, he told his team, this is not a streak.
It's not.
It's not, because Doug Sisson said so. It is not a streak, and therefore shall not be addressed as a streak.
And there it is.
Problem
it's
solved.
Just 10 individual moments. Of
See, you know what?
That's why my mom.
That is why this Royals organization is on the right track, right? It's outside the box thinking.
When I was little and a kid called me fat, and all I had to do was, my mom told me, she said, but you're not fat. Okay.
My mom
says problem solved.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Chris Getz is a fine defender and hitter because the Royals say so.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
New Royal Man Report rule. Every segment, too. I don't care if we have a guest. I don't care if the Royals, if I don't care next week if the Royals are in the midst of a 16-game losing streak. Segment 2 is devoted to happiness and joyfulness.
positivity.
And maybe some narrow thinking.
Here's a positive. Under Siege in the chat room says it's not a 10-game losing streak. It's 2 5-game
losing
streaks.
That's right. You break that up.
Right. There you go. Martin Steele says it's not a streak because streaks end.
And Clint Scott
says something that we probably
won't repeat.
Is that actually a positive, though, as well?
We're not going to get into that.
We're not going to get into that question.
We'll have to talk to Ben. Maybe Ben can tell us. Maybe
I have a feeling what Ben's idea would be on that.
Ben's not into that. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, when we come back, what are we going to do? We're doing something?
I don't know what we're going to do. More therapy. Solutions.
Solution.
What you can do as a fan.
This is how we're going to solve this
right.
As a fan.
Right. That's right. What we're going to do in the next segment on the Royal Man.
On the way back.
So far, carrying you work hard to make the moment right. Carrying you grind it out to make that time yours. Carrying you pound the pavement only to find you're getting closer. Carrying you find the peak and the peak finds you. Carrying and you find the time and she finds the time. Make it carry. Kelly's Westport Inn can cause intimate moments and can also cause members of the opposite sex to appear more or less attractive than they actually are. You should speak to a doctor before attempting Kelly's Westport Inn. As a result, might be marriage, children, or a one-night stand. Or it might just involve having some beers with your friends, eating some pizza, and watching the games on TV. I don't know. I talk very fast. Kelly's Westport Inn. You know when. Kelly's. Tell them you came for the Royal Man Report.
Come to Spit Cup this week. We'll let the person who has the highest bar tab ride the bull. We don't have any TVs in our bar, but we make our own entertainment. Mondays, it's free cover charge to anybody with a gun rack in their pickup truck. Tuesdays, we've got $8 beer night. All domestic beers are on special for only $8. It's Spit Cup. Wednesdays is longest tobacco spit. Thursdays is foot fungus night. Friday night is Jamboree night. Bring your crap kit and your 10-gallon hats. And this weekend, you get our world-famous Spit Cup girls. You get to pick which one has the most teeth. It's Spit Cup.
Or you could go to Kelly's Westport Inn. The highest quality drinks with the lowest prices. You know what we do. Drinks, friends, plenty of TV showing sports. They've got all the basketball and all the baseball on. Live music on the weekends. The best pizza in Kansas City and fun. Kelly's has the best rooftop patio in town and is voted one of the best places in Kansas City to check out the view, if you know what I mean, and maybe make a new friend. Make the best choice for your evening entertainment, Kelly's Westport Inn. Kelly's is at 500 Westport Road in Kansas City, Missouri. Kelly's Westport Inn. Tell them the Royal Man Report sent you.
Just cut off. That didn't look like it was supposed to happen.
No,
the idea is you were supposed to come back and say, welcome back to the Royal Man Report.
Wouldn't be the Royal Man Report without it.
Pearl Jam Black from their 10th album.
Oh.
Mr. Music over here.
Right. The effing thing just cut off. So
that was going to be
so
epic.
Excuse. Yeah. Welcome back to the Royal Man Report.
We're probably just going to cut all that previous
stuff. That was a caught stealing.
Minus
5 poke points.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which game was that? Because Jeff and I were talking on Twitter. We were going to go through and figure out by poke points which team should have won each game.
It was the day game. Think so. So we're talking about it during the day.
We're talking about it at some point, and I just emailed him like, you know what? I can't do this crap. I can't do this.
I've got work.
I can't take it.
This
like,
is not good.
It's just a game, buddy. Sleep it off. I'm like,
You know, it's a bad streak when you literally just can't. Don't even want to think about the games before.
It's like today. I went to today's game, and I kind of didn't want to bother going because it's like I never lost. It's just tough. So.
I actually thought they were going to win. With Duffy on the mound, I had a feeling they did.
But they didn't.
By about the third inning, I feel.
It was like, oh, he's throwing 80 pitches already.
Now, the consensus on the, and you probably didn't have a good view in where you were, but it sounded like the umpire was squeezing Duffy.
That's what it looked like on Twitter.
That's what everyone was saying.
But I didn't.
But that is also a sign of a losing streak when you're starting to blame crap on the. And the umpires and the weather.
Liz Gimmick, I'd always say losers blame the refs.
That's right.
Yeah, winners win, losers meet.
And you know you have a Twitter problem when you start referring to people.
I just realized that. I was like, did I just say him Gitnick right? It's just Nick
right. Yeah, it's just Nick right.
That's right.
The Jeff Report says it's Gitnick right.
Thankfully, we're here with the fake Ned.
Thank you,
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Michael Engel?
Hey, that one at least.
There, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. I had a tweet today. I said, where you started with that awkward feeling when you start thinking of what you're going to have to change your Twitter handle to be. Joel Nettie gets his ass fired.
Yeah.
My fake Kevin Seitzer option was, it's out there, you know, so.
You never know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I kind of want to see what happens when they do win a game at home. I wonder if it's going to be like Mark Quinn taking a walk kind of deal. Where they just like celebrate with confetti and fireworks and stuff.
When you have gotten to the point of sarcastic cheering, that's when you know it is bad.
Yeah, that's like it's like when the other night when Greg Holland was throwing nothing in the strike zone and the next guy comes in and throws a strike and the crowd actually erupts. It's like that's pretty bad. That's
Greg Holland.
He's on the disabled list now, so I don't know if that's going to be one of those mental break, air quote, disabled list stints.
We have two or three every year.
And
we've hit like four already this year. Paulino's on the DL.
What was where did this supposedly happen? This fracture, right?
A bruise or something?
But like when did it happen?
I don't know.
Showers.
Okay.
Maybe.
Naked batting practice.
Naked batting practice. Right. I don't know.
I have
no idea when it happened, but he's on the disabled list. He's going to be up 15 days at least. And Jeremy Jeffress came up and did like second inning of work. He gets hit on the elbow with a comebacker or something like that. So who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, this segment we want to try to.
Fan therapy.
We want to try to.
Don't lay down.
We don't want to just complain about the
problem.
We don't want to just point out the problem. We want to give you help. With the problem because I've been a Royals fan as long as I've been a baseball fan, so I've seen the good, and I've seen the bad, I've seen the 1989.
You take them all, and there you've got the facts of life.
Yeah,
facts of life.
Yes,
you can walk out into that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, so I've survived 2005. I've gone through 2006 and all those Tony Muser
2004
terrible 2007. Years. Right. I mean you. Pick a number, basically, where the team was terrible, or at least, two out of three facets of the team was terrible.
And this may be a little bit off the actual topic we're supposed to be on here, but,
what is that
what was the true bottom? I mean, the obvious answer is the 19-game losing streak inside the 106-loss season, am I right? Can we agree that that is the absolute bottom of the barrel there?
I think so. Was that the streak that was started by blowing like an 8-run lead?
Yeah, I believe
on a dropped fly ball with like 2 outs or something.
I'm pretty sure that's how it
Yeah, that's pretty much you've got Terry Robinson. I mean, Joe Posnanski and Rainey, they throw out those examples all the time. Just the ridiculous things that happen. Where, you know, David DeJesus is out because he bats out of order, and he's the leadoff hitter. You know, Ken Hardy falling in the tarp. The Ken Harvey getting hit in the back of the leadoff with the relay.
Who was the guy that
Ken Harvey getting hit in the face by Jason Grimley?
Who was the guy that went back for a fly ball and jumped and leaped
and, land
and
in
then
front
lands
of the track.
Like in
on
front
the,
of
the
track? That was Kerry Robinson. Yeah. There's the Terrence Long and I don't know who the other outfielder was, but Terrence Long and another guy, like they both let each other get called off and it falls between them as they're jogging up the field.
It was literally like a live action Major League. Like the bad part of Major League at the beginning.
Yeah, before anything else happened.
And see, I think the benefit of all this, though, is that this is now the Twitter age. This is the first gross losing streak for the Royals of the Twitter age. So we can all, maybe we can all come together and affect change. Do you believe so?
No.
Good question.
Here's your clip right there for the show.
Maybe we can do something. No.
I mean.
Heisman that.
You know what, actually, though? I mean, it's
that about says everything.
It's true. It's hard. There's my new open right there.
You know what?
It's hard because you think like, hey, back when I did the walkout, you know, like that was such that was a pretty good like it was a pretty good display of the fans saying something, you know, but. So, now in the Twitter age, we could organize something way better than that. Problem is, it did nothing then, it's going to do nothing now.
Well,
you know, we're not going to affect any change in this world.
So, maybe we can all just brainstorm we got the chat room, we got 13 people in the chat room, we made up a little list. So for fan therapy, so how do you get through a losing streak? You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be limited to Royals fans, although we just seem to have them a little bit more than other teams, but... You know, I came up with one. Skip a game. Just go to the park.
Different.
Leave your phone at home. Turn Rex off.
Yeah.
Turn whatever's going on the radio off. Just forget it.
Read a book.
Donate an hour of time.
If you need a book, talk to Mike Lindell. He sells them.
Donate an hour of time to the Bishop Sullivan Center. You know,
there you go.
Just get out of the house.
Go see a movie. You can check my movie blog and see movie reviews for good ones you should see.
There you go.
Cause an IT problem at Chris's place of business.
Yeah.
I mean,
people do that all the time.
I do that just for fun. The roles are doing well.
Here's another one I have to, speaking of my work, I have to do this every once in a while. Leave the Royals jersey home one day. You know, don't get shit from the guy in accounting every day like I did the other day. I had a hipster Sporting KC fan walk by my office one morning and said, "Well, you should follow a team that wins." I'm like, "Okay, you know what? I'm gonna just go and close my door. That's just not
settle down, Charles."
What else we got?
Well, I mean, you can't always look at the big picture and think, you know, this is still, we're not even in the last week of April. There's a long season to go. We weren't even looking at 2012 as a real playoff contending moment. So, you know, next year, maybe. I mean, I know, I hate to say, maybe next year.
Maybe.
Do you guys know what this is right now?
What's that? Yes.
That is the sound of me banging my head against this microphone after Michael Engel said there is next year.
But how many people, if you took a poll of people who legitimately thought.
He did not just say next year.
That really thought.
He didn't just say next year.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, how many people legitimately thought that the Royals would be genuinely in their heart really felt that they were going to be a playoff team this year? I mean,
that is a valid point.
But
then again, though, I mean, playoffs, I don't think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people thought 500, and that would have gotten people so excited.
No, that's true.
And, you know, I mean, 80 wins is a freaking pipe dream right now.
Yeah.
So.
I don't. It's terrible. Right. I don't know. One of the things.
Hey, we're only 6.5 games out of first place.
That's right.
That's true.
You know.
Right.
I mean, come on.
You know what always gives me hope? Actually, I'm gonna be positive.
You're not gonna sing now, are you?
No, I'm not gonna sing. But I
hope.
what always gives me hope when but it shouldn't because it's the Royals, but it's not actually something of the Royals that gives me hope, but. Was it 2007? right? Colorado Rockies were on nobody's radar.
Yep.
And they go and win 21 out of 22 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
20 out of 20, I can't remember how many it was, but 20 plus out of 20 plus one more. And ended up in the World Series. I mean, they didn't win, but I mean, shoot, I'd take that in a heartbeat, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is possible to get on. It's not like, oh, the Royals are so far back that, you know, I mean, they could get to that point, but it's not to the point where a huge run wouldn't bring them back, because it definitely would. So the problem is the Royals just don't go on huge runs. I don't know the stat, but I'm sure Rainey has probably tweeted it out. The longest winning streak they've had in the last was probably that 9-0 start in 2003.
I can tell you this. It was four games back in 2002. We won four games in a row.
Well, they started 9-0 in 2003, so we got...
I forgot that one, sorry. Yeah.
Whoops. But I mean, outside of that, they haven't had a winning streak that long, so that's the problem where I kind of fall back to earth and say, yeah, they could win 21 out of 22, but then again,
Rainey,
no, they actually
according can't. To Clint Scholes, Rainey said, patience is the one thing that an organization most needs to develop stars, patience and scouts, and... You know, we don't have much of the first, and I don't think we have a lot of the other one. But, you know, segment two's over, isn't it?
Nice idea.
It is a nice idea.
No, I was I heard this over the weekend. It was like, this team's playing a lot like a real-life major league, but we don't have a hot owner to peel pieces off of. So I was like, well, maybe if they put up a David Glass nude model and they put pieces on with everyone, maybe that'll get things going.
There you go. There you go.
Maybe that'll get, you know.
If these guys are truly in a naked batting practice, then, you know, maybe it's something they're
into. Maybe that's something where Nogel's saying, you know what, we're having naked batting practice every day until we win a freaking game, and then you can put your clothes on. How about that,
maybe,
guys?
Maybe that's what happened.
That's probably not.
That's an HR violation. That's going straight to HR.
Jeff, you've been sent to the HR.
Oh, here's a good tip. Somebody added to our fan therapy. Drink. We actually know of a great place to get a couple of beverages.
Do you know? Please enlighten me.
No. It's in Westport.
Yeah.
500 Westport Road, in fact. Kelly's Westport.
Oh, that's. I've always wanted to go there.
It's a fantastic place.
I've actually been there multiple times.
It is a fantastic place, and I'm a big fan of it.
Kelly's Westport Inn.
Sorry.
I like
the squeaker toy.
That's nice.
I had so much fun putting all the sound effects into that. That's
great. Did you record that here, or was that in your office?
No, I did that one in my office. That was, I did that one in my office.
Where'd you get the squeaky toy?
Don't you worry about that.
I don't want to know where you
all right. Oops, back to baseball.
What I've been doing for my fan therapy is I've been looking at the minor league. You know, there have been some good performances so far in the minor leagues. Mike Montgomery had a good start for the first time in maybe a year and a half, which is fortunate because he's one of the most important prospects in the entire organization. And it wasn't just that he had a good start, but it was the way he went about it. He was throwing strikes. He was getting outs. He didn't use a lot of pitches. And, you know, he looked good. He looked like what you expect Mike Montgomery to look like. Another guy, Jason Adams, friend
he's
of ours.
He's doing well.
He's
very well.
Through three starts, he has a 0.59 ERA, and in his last start, you know, he only gave up a couple of hits, and Jason Parks gave a scouting report that, you know, he was throwing a really heavy ball. He broke five bats in the start.
Wow.
Looks good.
And he is that's somebody that you can really get behind because he is an absolute must-follow on.
And he's a local guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice guy, funny guy. So, you know, that's easy to get behind. Will Myers has four homers in Double-A, and you know, he's hit 300.
Is slugging like 1,400?
Yeah.
I mean, he is just – he's hitting a lot. He's hitting for a lot of power. His K numbers or strikeout numbers are a little bit higher than I think I would like at this point. It's like
33%.
But I think that's going to come down, but that's about as positive as you can get.
Yeah.
Is Will Myers.
How your last year
was. Yeah. He looks to be the uber prospect that he was supposed to be.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, a lot of the guys are kind of lower-level guys. Nate Adcock is throwing well. He's been doing well, so he's somebody, if there's trouble for the majors, he could be back up.
Yeah. I mean, Yordano Ventura has shown some flashes. I mean, he's a hard-throwing little guy from
He's in Wilmington, right? We're talking about that.
He's in Wilmington, yeah.
So probably doesn't project as a starter at the major league level, but I mean, has some good stuff. Could be of some value.
Triple-digit fastball, and the guys in Kane County are hitting the cover off the wall.
Just destroying. And Jorge Bonifacio has seemingly just taken the prospect world by storm.
Yes.
He didn't come out of nowhere for people that know, but for even people that follow Jorge Bonifacio, last year I think he spent some time in Kane County, didn't he? Like, I think he got pulled up near kind of mid-season, maybe.
Maybe it was
Idaho Falls where he was at. One of the rookie leagues.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I looked here and it was Burlington and Anchorage.
Okay. So rookie league.
So this is his first full season.
Okay.
But you know, one of the things, and I know Clint Scholes is in the chat room, and he's been following Bonifacio a lot. His plate patience has gone way up. He walked hardly at all last year. He's already walked 10 times this year. So he's not chasing, you know, everything and trying to hit everything. He's actually bringing a good professional approach. And it's paying off in all of the other numbers. Danny Mateo is another kind of trendy sleeper prospect in the Royals system. He's hitting well. And some of the guys who are kind of expected to do well, like Antonio in King County, hasn't turned it on yet, but regarded as
I do have one semi-negative, if I'm allowed. It smells like my wife cooked brownies and did not bring any down for us. So
maybe they're just cooling off.
That is a shame. So sorry.
That's not my problem.
But for those that are
just saying, she cooks some good brownies.
For those that are curious, back to
where
baseball.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to never mind.
For those that are curious, come back after the break.
Oh, that's a tease.
That's what we call
that on the other side.
Charlie's Westport, it's the place where you buy beer. This guy came into the bar the other day and was telling me that all his friends in town went down to that fancy bar district downtown. They went to one of those swanky no-ball cap bars and ordered a beer. That was one of those imported beers, wasn't even one of those microbrew deals. This bartender rang up the tab and he wanted $27 for three goddamn beers. $27 for some beers. That isn't right. That isn't fair. So he took them down to see us. We got them some nice big beers for half that price. He even had one of the ladies find a fella there. Got him some pizza. Listen, don't fall victim to those overpriced, no ball cap bars down there. You might as well take your money and throw it in the trash. Charlie's Westport, it's the place where you buy beer. Charlie's Westport, and tell them the Royal Man Report sent you.
Shame on you!
This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out letting them get the best of it.
Well, I'm not going home.
And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails. But it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tough and win it.
A person grits his teeth and shows real determination.
Failure is not an option. That's how winning is done. Believe me when I say we can break this army here.
And win this one for the Gipper.
I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog me.
If you would be free men, then you will fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts 1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
Like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day.
Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Bitch, we should not.
about you guys. I feel like going out and building a bridge or a boat or something, or storming Normandy.
A gold medal, or
you know what I enjoy about that is that you guys all enjoy different parts of that, and then we got C-Dub in the chat room. Free Willy. That's what you got out of that, was Free Willy.
Oh,
I
man.
Like the swing.
That's
reference.
Hilarious.
That was great.
That was a good one.
You're a big
stuff.
Bear, man.
Oh man.
Cool Runnings. I didn't even see Cool Runnings.
Yeah, Cool Runnings.
The one I liked is with Superman with the American flag at the end.
I like the never ending story where he just gives the fist bump over the on the head of the night camera with
there
the
was no Lou Brown from Major League though.
I know.
Let's give him a big shit burger to eat.
And I thought there could have been a Star Wars quote in there. Forces.
Yeah, Star Trek was in there.
I must be drawn here. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
Of course.
Man, that was.
But
awesome.
That was fantastic stuff.
that was great.
Really.
I figured, you know, we all need a little pick me up. So.
No, it worked. It did. Good job. Hey, you know, a couple of positive minor league things that we didn't get to. Derek Robinson is actually hitting in Omaha, which is amazing because he didn't hit at any other level.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But Tommy Hotovy has 17 strikeouts.
My boy.
He's doing a good job now.
I am actually. I'm going up there at the May 20th, May, whatever that series is, 19th and 20th, and I'm going to actually cover the game with like a real press pass. And so
like,
that's
like real life
like
stuff.
Real life stuff. So I'm going to go up there and Tommy Hotovy is. I'm going up there for the Platte County Landmark, and that's one of the stories that we're going to. You all right there, Paul?
And
one of the stories we're going to work on is the Tommy Hotovy story.
Speaking of positives, we're going to stay on it. Tim Melville, who was drafted in the same year as Mike Montgomery, had a below average year last year in Wilmington, but got the promotion to Double A anyway this year, and he's had two good starts. He's got 8 innings pitched, only one ERA of 1.0, and
he had a bad start.
Did he?
Yeah. Not to kill that, but yeah. It was like a 1.2 inning. But, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So,
as
Diego
would say.
Yes.
Right. So,
just he was not in that little montage. Meatloaf
no,
was a meatloaf free montage.
He'd do, he'd
no
do anything. Anything for us. But not that.
He wouldn't do that.
But not that.
Not that.
Yeah.
What was I trying to sneak into segment 2 when we were being positive and I didn't want to be positive? I remember. So I was going to say
it. But here's another
plenty of crap.
This one goes into positive and other things to do to help cope with the Royals.
Right.
Starting right now, the Game of Thrones is on at 8 o'clock and Mad Men is on at 9 o'clock following that.
I never got into Mad Men. I haven't tried Game of Thrones.
I'll let you borrow the DVD.
Right,
you
well
need to get, you
get,
need
into,
get
it.
Into this. Because
I watched the first
two
like two
of the
best
shows on television.
Yeah.
Currently. Yeah. Not of all time.
Okay. What is Game of Thrones about?
Oh, jeez.
Is that the one with the vampires?
I'm at the risk of my
life. You seem to me like the guy that would know about vampires.
No, it's definitely
with
not
your
vampires.
Sandals, with your Troy Olsen sandals.
It's not vampires, but it may be equally as embarrassing. So
what is it about?
I'm going to avoid.
It's about
loincloths and chainmail.
No loincloths. It's fantasy.
So they just go
it's
bare,
fantasy.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait.
So
you want a brownie and we can watch it?
Hey-o. it's based on a series of books by George Martin.
Is there a pog? Do they have the pog? Yeah. I would like to get a pog of the Game of Thrones.
Only if you have a 20-sided die. That's it. That's the only time you can play.
Engel.
I'm sorry. I have to stop this.
Engel said at least there's only one guy that does voices on the show. And I guess
that's
what
we got now.
Now
I should it's
leave. I should just leave. Right
oh,
now.
My God. So here's a positive: the Royals can only lose one more game on this homestand.
Has Elias come out and said there is somebody has lost an entire opening homestand? I mean, even like a 3-game, because every once in a while they'll do it like a 3-game homestand.
And then they'll write back out whatever.
I guarantee you that somebody in the Royals office is digging through Elias.
Well, I know that Baltimore started that 1 year in '88 and started 0-21. So, I mean, you would have to figure
they would have gone through.
Nine of those would have been home, I can imagine. But I don't know. That's a lot of games. I mean, it could be 11.
It's started 0-21.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least we're not those guys.
There you go. There's a positive.
There you go. We're not.
Is there any more royal stuff, or do we want to ask Jeff to, in 3 minutes or less, summarize what we need to look for in the draft?
Yeah, let's go to the draft.
The Royals or the Chiefs?
We'll go with the Chiefs. Okay. Do something that may or may not be positive.
That's a good point. I've forgotten what I thought earlier.
With the first pick in the Chiefs NFL draft, the Chiefs select.
If we're talking who they're going to select, that is a different story.
Okay.
Just who they should.
Who they should select is, if available, David DeCastro, guard from Stanford. Not a glamorous pick
at
all.
That's boring.
It's
like pick a guard in the first round.
It's very boring, but that pick, I mean, he's supposed to be a Pro Bowl level guy for the next 10 years, you know, a very good player. If you put him on the Chiefs offensive line as they have it currently constructed, you're looking at one of the best young offensive lines, if not, just say one of the best in the league. So, big time. That's the route I want to go. Who do I think they'll pick? I think they're going to end up with somebody even less glamorous.
From like LSU? Can we get another lineman from
there? There was a guy earlier on the radio.
I heard
that
him.
Said, yeah, you probably heard
another
him.
Another LSU lineman.
Michael Brockers from LSU. And for anyone who, for what it's worth, I don't believe in any of that, you know, players from a certain, you know, like what Glenn Dorsey and Tyson Jackson have done as defensive linemen from LSU doesn't really have anything to do with what a Michael Brockers would do if the Chiefs were to draft him, because they're different players. Now, certain programs can have certain training methods and certain ways that they do things that can affect how a player plays or how well a player does in the NFL. So, I mean, there is that.
Is that kind of like long toss versus not long toss?
That's actually very.
Thank you.
Very good.
Every once in a while,
pull something on my there's, you know, so there can be things that a school like Texas does differently than LSU that leads to less of their players being successful or something like that. You know, those are just examples. There is a little bit of that, but from an individual player standpoint, there's not much to it. But there's a lot of talk. There's Luke Kuechly guy.
Luke Kuechly, sure.
Inside linebacker from Boston College.
Kuechly's a good kid.
I'm not buying
after it. After Brett was born, my wife Kara had Luke Kuechly. Yeah, that's good. For the muscle, you know.
This just in, the Orioles in their 0-21 start in 1988. 8 of those games were at home.
Okay.
None of them consecutively.
But not 10, but still 8.
Still 8, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to whatever the hell you're talking about. I tuned out for half a minute there. So
Sporting Kansas City's 8-1.
Fantastic.
I don't even know. Are they? That's great. What do they play, soccer? That's
know
soccer,
how many
right?
Games they play. Did they play 10? Are they like that good? Or just, I have no idea.
No, I think it's like 20.
You can tell it's going to be a long season. We got Sporting fans. We're looking at the draft already. I'm going to go out to a KC Command game
in 2 weeks.
The draft
is this Thursday, though, so that has some
okay,
time.
Okay, well, let's some time. We're going to do a Royal Man Report game. Royal Man Report from the Sprint Center at a KC Command game.
Right.
All that's left
a lot
is
of this is weird.
All that's left is to go out to the Mavericks game. We gotta get a Mavericks game in there.
T-Bones. We can go to T-Bones. Interview one of their coaches. Who is it? What is his name?
Frank Wright is the name.
Frank Wright.
Nick Wright's brother.
Yes. Not to be confused with Frank Lloyd Wright.
No, he was a singer.
Yes.
American Idol.
Exactly.
Correct.
From Blue Springs.
He's also a tag team wrestling champion with Frank Zeno.
See, now I knew
the two Franks know what the name they were called.
The two Franks, Frank and Frank. They were frankly speaking.
Frankly speaking, much better than the two Franks.
Yeah.
Hey, more on the show than I thought, but we're going to have to go ahead and throw out a sorry trail.
Sorry.
After that one.
Whatever. Sorry.
On that note,
just send people
away.
How do we do, guys? Let us know. Look us up on on the Facebook. We're at facebook.com. What is it? It says slash Royal Man. Is that right? Does that get us to our page? I'll have to check it out.
I don't know. Search Royal Man Report.
Twitter.com/Royal Man Report. Go to Kelly's Westport Inn. Go to... we're not hard
just
to find,
find us, no,
for Christ's sake.
If you
so
found us now, you can find us later.
Yeah, I'll tweet out the link to that YouTube deal that we do.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
What else we got? Let's see. Forward a thumbs up if you're listening to this right now. Be sure to comment and tell your friends on how awesome Royal Man Report is and how it's changed your lives. And for the fake Ned, at least for this week, this may be my last week as the fake Ned. I'm Chris Kammler.
I'm Mike Golingle.
I'm Jeff Hurd.
Thanks for joining us on the Royal Man Report.
Thanks for noticing.
Royals.